GreenElectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
If we want to tap the law of increase, there must first be in our lives a release. Peter, in the midst of all those adverse circumstances, said, Lord, if that's you, bid me come. Jesus said, come. And he stepped out. I know he didn't make it. You know, we can look at that so many different ways. But at least he did step out. At least he did prove something. He was on top of that water. He was on the word. He was out there. He was tapping his potential. God was doing it. He was doing it too. While the others had the potential in the boat. See, some got the potential just sitting in the boat. Sitting there like the lepers, ready to die. All right? So, there must be a release. If we're going to make a demand on our faith, there must be a release. And you got, you know, it's important to do what you do by faith. Don't do it grudgingly. Don't do it, you know, wavering. Don't do it questioning. No. Get your mindset on what you're going to do to release your potential and do it by faith. And don't let circumstances and things turn you around or discourage you. Because, again, many of the settings that God will bring or allow to surround you when it's time to make a demand on your faith will not be favorable. It would be easy if everything was always favorable. It would be easy to do that. It would be no challenge. But many times it's not favorable at all. So Isaac, and in that same year, because he was obedient, in the midst of that, he tapped a potential in God. While nobody else was growing, God said, I'm going to grow yours. Because this is your potential. You're a child of mine. I'm going to show you that you are different than the other nations. You're not subjected to the same things that they are subjected to. How many of God want to show out for you every now and then? Come on, there are things that God want to show out for his. His eyes go to and fro in search of hearts that he can show himself mighty. Where people are saying, you know what, that had to be God. That child, that ain't none but God. Sinners will say that. You know, that ain't none but God. God did that. Amen. Don't you want the Lord to be able to brag on you? Have you considered my servant Job? He put Job in the ring against the devil. Said, you ain't going to defeat him. God was bragging on him. Now, I'm saying that to say this. When we tap potential, it's not a bed of roses. It's not a walk in the park. If you understand what I mean. Because once you step out on the water, you got to keep on believing. You can't start yielding to the elements around you. You can't start, you know, backing up when people get critical, when people disappoint, when it seems like, you know, it ain't working. No, you got to stay. You out on that water. You out in the middle of that lake. You can't stop believing now. And you can't swim either. You have to keep your faith alive. Keep that word coming out of your mouth. Keep your mind stayed on him. Keep your eyes on him. That's potential. You are tapping into a potential because we talked about seven spirits that are in services, that are in situations, in environments. The spirit of intimidation was one. The spirit of hindrance. The spirit of provocation. The spirit of condemnation. The spirit of discouragement. The spirit of unbelief. And the critical spirit. There's critical. So all these spirits out there to try to discourage your making a demand on your faith. You done stepped out in faith and you watching TV and a commercial come on that takes all the air out your balloon. The enemy will use the airwaves, people's voices, circumstances. You start to believe God and stuff start going wrong. Stuff start breaking down. I'm not prophesying that. I'm just saying. Anything to distract you or discourage you from making a demand on faith. I want to take a look into a situation here. But let me make a statement. Bountifulness is the way to plenty. You stingy? Ask somebody. Ask the person. Are you stingy? You one of them stingy saints? Just stingy. You ever grow up with knowing somebody stingy? They always want something from you, but never want to give anything. Stingy. No, the path to plenty is bountifulness. The liberal soul, the one that is liberal. You know what I mean? That's liberal in their giving. That love to give. You know, their heart is in their giving. People that love to give, they are on the path to plenteousness. Pastor and I worked for a gentleman that we knew well. He's gone on to be with the Lord. But if anyone would be defined like that, it would be him. Plenteousness. He was a bountiful giver. He's one, if you remember me testifying about when we first moved into the building over there, he came to a meeting that we had just because that we were in that Adventist church renting the facility. He came to that meeting he wanted to find out what we needed. And at work one day, he called me into the office and said, how much did we need to, you know, to actually move in over there? And I didn't want to tell him all that we needed, you know. I don't think you're interested in all that we need, are you? But he said, no, tell me, what do you need? And I told him, you know, we needed a few thousand dollars. And while I was, you know, right after I finished saying it, he pulled out a checkbook and wrote the check out. A bountiful giver. See, a bountiful giver gives with this in mind. He wants someone's life to be blessed. They're not just here. Take. No, I don't know. Here, no, I don't know. Here, take it anyway. He's not the stingy. No, see, a bountiful giver gives with the thought in mind. I want to bless you. I want this to bless you. You know what I mean? I don't want it to be like, you know, you got a bad taste in your mouth now that you received it from me. No, I want it to be a blessing to you. No strings attached. You don't have to jump through no hoops. I'm not making you feel bad about getting this. Yeah, some people make you feel bad. Well, just keep it. I don't want it no more. Make you feel bad about they $5. Listen, I grew up, I know people like that. But bountifulness is what leads to plenteousness. When your heart is in your giving. You see, it's not even the amount of money that people give. Don't be fooled by that, because you don't have a lot of money to give. It's in the sacrifice. It's not in the amount. A sacrifice to somebody might be $5. To give $5 is a big sacrifice right now. But that's where the blessing is. It's not in the amount. God said, I can't honor $5. No, he'll honor any amount if the sacrifice is there. You can give $100,000. Here you got $50 million. Come on, we need to talk. You got $100 million, you give $100,000. That ain't even the tithe. I'm expecting more from you. Tithe and some offering. How about I tithe? Where's the offering? See, it's in the sacrifice. It ain't even in the amount. Like you done did something. You own the company now. It's in the sacrifice. Whether small or great, it's your heart in the giving. Bountifulness leads to plenteousness. When you lay out for God, and this is what I want to emphasize tonight, when you lay out for God, you lay up for yourself. Amen. You lay up for God, you lay out for God, you are late. It's a the law of reciprocity. God will be a debtor to no one. When you give, listen, and we don't just give to get. We give with our heart in it. We give because we want to bless people. But the fact of the matter is, while we're doing that and we're finding fulfillment in blessing people, God says, I'm about to bless you back. Because I'm not going to owe you anything, and I'm going to bless you back. See, you sow a seed, but God gives a harvest. And you know what? Your seed may leave your hand, but it will never leave your life. Hello? I said, your seed may leave your hand, but it'll never leave your life. God will see to it, harvest will come in. That's why we need to learn to tap the potential even in our giving and become bountiful wherever you are. Bounty doesn't mean the amount. It means the sacrifice. It means putting your heart again into your giving. You hear me often say, first got saved, I would put change into those envelopes. I mean, wasn't much change either. A little part-time job at a Keene gas station. Keene, K-E-A-N, part-time, and just, you know, crumbs off the table. But I learned to honor God. And you know what? To give with a bountifulness. You know, I had a part, you know, just having a part in giving of what I had as income. When you learn those things, you know, you become a part. And, you know, God built on that. All right? I want to emphasize that again. Bountifulness. Giving with your heart in it and not being afraid of missing out. I decree, when I speak my confessions and decrees, I say, no matter how much I give, I'll not be afraid. I'm not going to draw back and say, oh, no, you can't go wrong when you give bountifully, when you put your heart in it to God. Amen. But now, here's the thing. When you do it many times, the environment, there are things that lurk in that environment. Intimidation, hindering spirit. Don't want to see you do that because they know you've tapped into the law of increase.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 33 of The Faith Crisis, The Way to Plenty. Don't let your measure of giving and kindness be gauged by the people. Let it be gauged by the heart. Give no matter what the reactions you encounter. In Matthew 26, verses 6 through 13, when Mary anointed the feet of Jesus with the oil from her alabaster box, she was met with indignation. The disciples spoke ill of her. They did not celebrate her offering or appreciate her sacrifice. They were only thinking of meeting immediate needs. Mary, however, through her giving, was setting up her future.
This is Trevor Banks again. And I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-Banks or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.